Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 46, Special Incident, Episode 4. Just begin eating and do not talk. Taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 3. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. Then Sri Advaita Prabhu said, "My dear lords, kindly enter this room." The two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, then came forward to take prasadam. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda went to accept prasadam, they both called for Mukunda and Haridas to come with them. However, Mukunda and Haridas, both with folded hands, spoke as follows. When Mukunda was called for, he submitted. "My dear sir, I have something to do which is not yet finished. Later I shall accept prasadam. So you two Prabhus should now please enter the room." Haridas Thakur said, "Oh, I am the most sinful and lowest among men. So later I shall eat one palmful of prasadam while waiting outside." Advaita Acharya then took Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya within the room, and the two lords saw the arrangement of the prasadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially very pleased. Lord Chaitanya approved of all the methods employed in cooking and offering food to Krishna. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya was so pleased that he said, "Frankly, I will personally take the lotus feet of anyone who can offer Krishna such nice food, and I will place those lotus feet upon my head, birth after birth." When Lord Chaitanya entered the room, he saw three divisions of food, and Lord Chaitanya knew that all of these were meant for Krishna. However, Lord Chaitanya did not understand the intentions of Advaita Acharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Let us sit down in these three places, and we shall take prasadam." However, Advaita Acharya said, "I shall distribute the prasadam." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that all three servings were meant for distribution. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya asked for another two banana leaves. "Let us have a very little quantity of vegetable and rice." Advaita Acharya then said, "Just sit down here on these seats." And catching their hands, Advaita Acharya sat them both down. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Well, it is not proper for a sannyasi to eat such a variety of foods, for if a sannyasi does so, how can he control his senses?" When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept the food which had already been served, Advaita Acharya said, "Please give up your concealment. I know what you are, and I know the confidential meaning of your accepting the sannyas order." Advaita Acharya thus requested Lord Chaitanya to eat and give up juggling words. Lord Chaitanya replied, "But I certainly cannot eat so much food." Advaita Acharya then requested Lord Chaitanya to simply accept the prasadam without any pretense. If Lord Chaitanya could not eat it all, then the balance could be left on the plate. Lord Chaitanya then said, "I will not be able to eat so much food, and it is not the duty of a sannyasi to leave remnants." Now, in this connection, Advaita Acharya referred to Lord Chaitanya's eating at Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical. So Advaita Acharya pointed out that at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate 54 times a day, and each time he ate many hundreds of pots of food. My Lord, the amount of food that three people can eat does not even constitute a morsel for you. So in proportion to that, these edibles are not even five morsels of food for you. By my great fortune, you have just now come to my home. So please, do not juggle words. Just begin eating and do not talk. And upon saying this, Advaita Acharya supplied water to the two lords so that they could wash their hands. The two lords, Chaitanya and Nityananda, then sat down and, smiling, began to eat the prasadam. Recorded August 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Nama Amani Udita Hoy Bhakata Gita Same Amiya Dhara Barishe Gana Shravana Yugale Gia Bhakata Jana Shaghane Nache Boriya Apanahiya Narada Muni Bhajaya Vinna Radhika Ramana Name Madhuri Pura Asava Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Kehova Kande Kehova Nache Kehomate Mane Mane Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Panchavadana Narade Dori Premera Shagana Ro Kamalasana Nachiya Bole Bolo Bolo Hari Bolo Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Sahasranana Paramashuke Hari Hari Boli Ga Nama Prabhave Matilo Vishva Nama Rasa Sabe Pai Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Shri Krishna Nama Rasane Spuri Puralo Amara Asha Sri Rupa Pade Yachaya Iha Bhakati Vinod Das Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Nama Amani Udita Hai Bhakata Gita Same. Narada Muni Bajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni Bajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni Bajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Radhika Ramana Name. Radhika Ramana Name. When the great soul Narada Muni plays his stringed instrument, the Veena, the holy name of God, Radhika Ramana, descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name of God showers pure nectar into their ears, and due to great ecstasy, all the devotees enthusiastically dance to their heart's content. All the inhabitants of the universe become maddened upon entering these intoxicating showers of divine sweetness. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their hearts. Why? Even five-faced Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni, repeatedly shouting in ecstasy, while Lord Brahma himself dances very ecstatically and exclaims, "Now all of you chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol!" In supreme happiness, thousand-faced Anantashesha sings and calls out, "Hari, Hari!" And by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes mad with ecstasy as everyone relishes the mellows of the holy name of God. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the humble servant of the Lord, says that all his desires are fulfilled by the holy name of Sri Krishna, thus manifesting on everyone's tongue. He therefore prays at the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Hari Nam may always continue in this way.